Aleishu Chelek Beis Daf Rish Chaf Aleph, the seventh Vaad. Kol Devarinu Ad Koy, everything we've said thus far, Amurim Bematzavim Haregilim Bachevra Babais Uvatzibur, they were relevant to usual circumstances, common circumstances in one's society, at home, with the community. Im HaKesheim Haregilim HaMischachim Yom Yom, we're dealing with the usual difficulties that come day by day. We can't ignore situations that might just cause a person rage because of their severity, unusual circumstances. How does the savlan maintain his composure then? There are actions that go beyond red lines. They demand a very firm response. How vulnerable is the ish tzibur or the father or the mechanech to lose his marbles, or just to explode with rage? Presumably, in most cases, that will not be the appropriate and a useful response. Kitzad yesh lisneg b'matzav zeh, how does one conduct oneself under those circumstances? Kedei limtzei derech bazeh, so in order to find some sort of path over here, ne'ayen bazeh b'divrei chazal ha'nifla'im b'vrachois dav zayin amud alef. So we're going to look at this famous Gemara at the beginning of Brachois. Omar Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Rabbi Yosei, minayin shakadosh b'chum mispalel. The Gemara establishes that Kadosh B'chum davens. Mai metzalei, well, what does he daven? What does he say? Omar Rav Zuto Bar Tuvia, Omar Rav. Hashem davens that his rachamim should subdue his anger, and that my compassion should roll over, literally, yagoilu, roll over his midois, so that I should treat them lifni mishrasadin, beyond the letter of the law. Tanya Omar Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, the Kohen Gadol, that's in Kodesh HaKodeshim. He entered to bring the Ketores V'Isi, and he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sh'yishev al Kisei Ram V'Nisa. V'omar li Yishmael b'ni Borcheini, give me a bracha. Omar ti lo Yisei, I said, Yiratzu melefanecha shichbeshu rachamecha eskaascha, that your mercy should overpower your anger. V'yagoylu rachamecha al midesecha, and that your mercy should, your compassion should roll over your midos. V'sisnegim banecha b'midas rachamim, that you should act with your children b'midas rachamim, v'tikanes lem lifnim yishuras adin, and treat them beyond what is deserved. V'ni'anali b'roishoy, and Hashem, so to speak, nodded his head. V'komash malan, says Gemara, sh'loy tehe b'rkas hediyot kala b'enecha. The bracha v'hediyot should not be light in your eyes. It's valuable. Says the author, Ka'asei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yamidah Doreshes Shlemus Mibriyasav. When we speak about the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means the midah that demands perfection from his creatures and is activated when they don't live up to it. V'inei midas rachamav yisborach yicholal yisgalgel al ka'asoi. The midah of his compassion can roll over this anger, v'chol sh'am yidosav and other midahs. V'chiv yichol lishtef yisan bezirmah yatzum. So to speak, to just flood them away to like a roaring river, to roll over the midah of kas ad shan hagat yapech kula lerachamim, to the point where all you see is rachamim lifni mishuras adin. Uchlal gadol aniradas, we have to know a fundamental idea. Kol midah yisav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu yeshnan gam ba'adam. Whatever midah we describe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu applies and exists in man too. Gam hu yachol yisneg b'ester panim. An individual can also act with ester panim, ulekanei b'charoin af, and to have kanos, and to be angry b'makom shuroi chit b'chosei shlemus, where he sees shortcomings. V'yeshnam b'adam gam b'chos nefesh yisneg panim. But that same individual has deeper psychological forces. Koyach kabir shel ahavas nedava v'rachmanus, a tremendous power of compassion. V'gam etzel adam, and just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too by the individual, yecholim harachamim eile lizgalgel ha'kasei. These forces of compassion can roll over his anger, ushar midosav, and other negative midos, k'moim ha'pal mayim adil, like a gigantic cascade of water, a waterfall, hayored merashei harim, that descends from the mountains, v'sheitef avanim ve'itzim omdim lakoy. Just like a flood that carries along boulders and trees. Koyach rachami ve'ava zeh, this power of compassion and love, hu yoseh penimi me'akas al choseh shlemut v'chet. It's more internal, more fundamental than the anger we feel at shortcomings and chet. Hu yoseh penimi v'yoseh, it's more inward and more supreme. Be'ez chawen af Hashem al ha'meraglim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at the meraglim, הספלל משה בן משה בן דוד in פרשת שלח ואתה יגדלנה כוח השם let the power of Hashem grow הרי שטיפס רחמים וסכס when רחמים wash away כעס נקראס הגדלס כוח השם that's referred to as strengthening oneself as growing in power יש לנו ללמוד מזה we learn from here כי גם האדם מסוגל להגדיל כוחוי בעסקס that individual as we said We share all the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the individual too can grow his power at the time of anger, lichboish sakas, to suppress the anger, ulgalgele rachamim al kol she'ar midos, and just roll rachamim over all the midos, to wash them away. Aval ha'adam tzarich ladas she'esh lekoach gadol kazeh. First of all, the person is to know that he is in possession of such a tremendous power, v'yachol hitev levchin boy. Yes, to be able to discern it. And this is what this paragraph is about. Al mi kuasim, generally, in our day-to-day life, who do we find ourselves angry at? So, horim al yadadim, if we're parents, we're angry at our children, often. Mechanech al talmidim, a mechanech is often, well, who does he get to be angry about? He's talmidim. Manhig al tzibur, a community leader is angry at the tzibur. These are people that they're close to. Which is what he now says. Umim em en rochesh ahava l'asem nishmatoi. In these examples, those who feel anger, they're also those who feel tremendous love. The parents to the children, mechanech to his talmidim. Haloi zehu hatnai harishoin lechol atzlecha. This is the first prerequisite, the primary prerequisite for any success. Shehoyerim yohavu es yildim. First of all, the parents have to love their children. Mechanechim es talmidim. Mechanechim have to love their charges. מנהיגים את הציבור, the manhig is to love the community. And then, אהבה זוי צריכים לעורר דווקא בשעס כעס גדול. One has to awaken this love, specifically at a time of great anger, ולגלגל אויסה על כל שעה מידס. And then again, to roll it over the other midos. כי מה יוכל אדם לפעול בשעס כעס גדול? What is a person going to accomplish at a time of rage, when he's furious? אם ייתן לך עשוי לזרום בחופשי, if he just allows his fury to flow freely. What he's going to do is distance the choyte, yishbor yisei, break him, vimareich yisei, crush him, aval takana lo yitzmach mizeh. No success will come out of this, no improvement. Rak kasher tisorer davka az ahava. Only when at that moment ahava is awakened, v'tichboi shesakas and overcomes the anger, yuchal ha'adam leagi liskuva shekula umoyila. The person will be able to achieve a response which is measured, and useful. Zoisi ha'itza kashim uchachim lichoes ala zichet gadol. This is the itza. When a person is obligated to be angry at some very severe chet, sharachamim yichbeshu esakas. Rachamim must overcome the anger. Ve'itza beduka umunusa yizoi. This is tried and tested. Lo yinitan lalbish nazi bi'islamdus. We can't obviously attach this particular inyan to a set exercise. Because opportunities for such things are, thank God, quite rare. So there's no way to attach it to a regular exercise. But what one can do regularly is to regularly arouse the love to those individuals or groups that are my charge. כיצד מעוררים אהבה זו? How does one regularly awaken this אהבה? על ידי שמספללים עבורם בקביעות. By regularly davening for them. הורים חייבים להספלל תמיד על בניהם שהצליחו בגוף ונפש. Parents must constantly daven for the children, for success physically and spiritually. מחנך חייב להספלל על תלמידיו. מחנך is obligated to daven regularly for his תלמידים. ומנהיג על הציבור. Similarly for a community leader. חיוב זה יש ללמוד מהד המקויס דף י' א'. This obligation can be learned from the famous Gemara in מקויס דף י' א'. אם מויסן של כהנים מספקויס להן, So the mothers of the Kohen Gadol would supply those people who went to refuge in Eir Miklat for having committed homicide. They would supply food and clothing so that these people should not daven for the Kohen Gadol to die. Tama de lo metzale, says Gemara, a simple diuk. It's because that these people don't daven that the Kohen Gadol endures. Ha metzalu maisi. If they davened, we could expect the Kohen Gadol to die. Veha kasiv, but the pasuk says, ketzipor lanud kidurur la'uf, kein kilalas chinam lo tavoi, that an unjustified curse will not come true. So why does he have to worry bichlal? It's unjustified. Why should he die? Because these killers cursed him? Amaru saba mipirke de rova shmieli. So that person said, he learned from the shiur of rova. Shayalen levakesh rachamim al duram velo bikshu. It's not an unjustified curse. There is a justification because these kohanim gedolim should have actually davened for rachamim for the generation that such accidents not occur. And they did not. Rashi hilkach lav kile raschinami. It's not an unjustified curse. There is some justification. Harei chayav kohen gadol levakesh rachamim al duram. You see over here what we've been saying. The kohen gadol is obligated to daven for his generation. Ki hu mufkad al duram. He is in charge over the generation. From here we learn that anyone in charge of either groups or individuals chayav levakesh tamin rachamim aleihem is obligated to constantly be davening for them. Adkan.